This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Insurance is by its very nature, and no matter how hard insurance companies crunch the numbers, it is a risky business. Car insurers collected more than $200 billion in premiums last year, but the business model has a looming blind spot: cars that don't need drivers. So insurance companies are doing what they can to mitigate the risk to their profits. Leslie Sism is an editor at the Wall Street Journal. She wrote about this not too long ago. Leslie, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much. Nice to be here.
The numbers here are staggering, potentially, for the auto insurance industry. As much as an 80% drop in accidents as cars begin to drive themselves?
That is the potential. Whether that actually comes about or when it comes about are very big questions.
Mm-hmm. What is not really a question, though, is that when these accidents do stop happening, insurance companies are going to have to look at things and sort of reevaluate, right?
That's right. Because car insurance right now largely exists to pay out for wrecks. So if driverless cars live up to their potential and there are many fewer wrecks, then a lot of the reason for being is gone for the car insurance companies.
Who exactly would be being insured here? Is it the companies creating the software code that the driverless cars would use? Is it the person who owns the driverless car? We don't know, do we?
A lot of people assume that if accident frequency drops tremendously, that the car insurers would still be needed to pay for some damage to the cars. The issue arises, what if these driverless cars malfunction? Or what if the software is hacked?
Oh,
the
yeah.
thought is that you'd still need some kind of insurance. Would it be paid by the driver, or would the car companies and the other gear makers have to take on more product liability insurance to cover those events?
Yeah, well, about that, State Farm is doing something really interesting.
Yes, State Farm is the nation's biggest car insurer with about an 18% market share. State Farm is a founding partner and sits in a leadership circle at the University of Michigan's Mobility Transformation Center, which runs one of the nation's leading test sites for driverless car gear. So State Farm is right there in this inner circle getting a firsthand look at the technology as it's being developed. That's a very enviable position because it can figure out, if it has to shift what it's insuring, it's got an early look at how this shift is going to occur.
This is an imperfect metaphor, but is it sleeping with the enemy or is it good business?
State Farm doesn't feel it has any other choice.
Yeah.
And State Farm is committed to safety. As I said, it has this long history of supporting better and safer cars. So it feels like it will evolve. It has faith that it'll figure out new products and services that it could sell.
And also,
maybe it one day sells cyber risk insurance, for instance.
Right. It's entirely possible, just given, and we've all seen this in the past 10 years in technology, that it's entirely possible that the speed of the technology outstrips, forget insurance companies, but the government and regulators and frankly, society's ability to deal with it, right? Yeah?
Perhaps, but car insurance is an industry that's regulated by 50 different state insurance departments.
Oh, yeah.
So the regulators can, so to speak, put the brakes on some of this research.
Leslie Sism, she is an editor at the Wall Street Journal, writing recently about insurance companies and self-driving cars. Leslie, thanks very much.
My pleasure. Thank you.